Track 14.
Hello, Seth. It's really great that we've got an expert to talk to us about online marketing. The buzzword at the moment seems to be tribal marketing. Whatever does it mean?
Well, it's based on the idea taken from the social sciences, that people have fewer connections due to small families, the fact that we tend to move away from the place, or even country, where we were born, that many people nowadays opt to live as singles, so they seek to make new connections and form new communities or tribes online.
That's very interesting. It does explain why social media are so popular, but where does marketing come into it?
Well, major companies have seen the potential influence of the social media on public opinion and their ability to mobilize groups, and naturally, they want to be in on the action. They see this as a way of getting in-depth feedback on their products and fine-tuning the image they project. Their aim is, of course, to increase brand awareness and loyalty and build a deeper relationship with their audience.
But how do they do that?
They usually focus on creating content that people will want to share across social networks, to pass on the message by e-word of mouth. They may also try to engage with the creativity of the community. One company is encouraging people to make video clips, which can be joined together and will eventually form one long video.
Doesn't this closer relationship mean that people will want to have their concerns addressed and expect to be taken seriously?
Exactly, and companies should certainly not ignore even difficult customers. So marketing, and PR of course, are much more of a dialogue than something put out by the company.
What about new trends in mobile marketing?
There has been a sudden surge in shopping via mobile phones and tablets, so that in the UK and Germany, which have the biggest and most mature online retailing markets in Europe, they already account for getting on for 20% of sales.
How do you explain the attraction of shopping by mobile?
Like online shopping in general, it feels like instant gratification. You can buy on an impulse. Because of GPS, it will be possible to make ads relevant to where you are at that moment. You might get a special lunch offer from a restaurant that's just round the corner from where you are. This is going to have a huge impact on mobile marketing.
I think it would get on my nerves to be constantly getting new ads. A bit like all that useless and annoying spam.
Possibly, you may be right. A lot of ads now include quick response codes, QR, which mean that you can interact directly with the advertiser's website and possibly make a purchase.
Thanks, Seth, for explaining everything so clearly. I'll send you my article. See you soon.
See you, Angelina. Look forward to getting it. Don't forget the credits.